settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Mick and Sylvie Avery.
Hi, I'm Sylvie Avery, and welcome to Spirit's Work, the metaphysical and spiritual show with a difference. Mick and I are spirit mediums, healers, and authors, and on this show, we bring you interdimensional communication between this world and the other side of life. We don't follow anybody else's beliefs or concepts, but we talk directly to the spirit world. We get our information from those not of physical earth, but who continue to help us. And tonight's show is called The Power of Prayer. And if you'd like to phone in with a question regarding our show topic, the number to call is 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. And we'd love to hear from you.
Hi, I'm Mick Avery. As well as Spirit's Work on bbsradio.com on Mondays at 9 p.m. and Thursdays at 2 p.m. PST, for the month of June, you'll be able to hear reruns of the shows from 11 till 12 midday every day of the week. We also have another radio show, which is Spirit Teaching an Artist First.com, every Tuesday at 8 p.m. PST. So if you would like to know more about us, our books, and our work, please go to our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. I'm a deep trance medium, which means that I have the ability to go into the deep trance state and allow the spirit team who work with me to transport my spirit and my consciousness to the ether world, and then use my body to speak through. I will not know of anything that has gone on, and it will just be like I've gone to sleep. It will be spirit guide Gregory Hay that will be speaking to you for the duration of the show. And this is actually something that has been perfected over many years, and something that was developed for a very special reason. But I'll let Sylvie to tell you more about it, while I go and prepare myself for the trance state and meditation. Okay? All right, then.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great show, everyone. All right, then. Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Mick. Yes, this situation...
Sorry, I'll just take a slug of water.
This situation was brought about so that an educational spirit group called the White Cloud Group could bring us information and guidance concerning matters of our world and life beyond our world, to help us to understand the nature of our existence. Gregory Hay himself had an earth life 300 years ago, and he is the spokesperson for the White Cloud Group. It is through him and the scientific minds that he represents that we aim to bring truthful information and knowledge to help people enhance their lives and the lives of others, and to restore the balance and the well-being of the planet. The subject matter is endless, and as I said, the information is without any religious bias or persuasion. Once again, our website is www.spirit-teaching.com. And the number to call for your input with the show, questions or whatever, and Gregory will be answering you directly, is 877-876-5227. And of course, this is a free phone call, 877-876-5227. So, I do believe Gregory's here with us now.
Hello, dear friend.
Hi, Gregory.
Hello. Once again, of course, it is with the utmost love that we are here, and naturally we are so pleasured and honored to be able to use the vehicle of expression that we have at this present time.
Okay, well, hey, the pleasure is everybody's. So,
thank you.
Today you're going to be talking to us about the power of prayer.
Yes. Many people on your side of life perhaps have actually forgotten or do not relate to how or why one should ask a prayer in the beginning. It may be that it is a facet of your religious belief to pray, perhaps daily. Some even pray hourly as a ritualistic practice. It may well be, dears, that the prayer that you send has many inflections of a religious connotation because of the thing that you follow, the belief system that you have in place in your life. And I would not wish to argue with that in any way, in any shape. That is the form of understanding and knowledge that you seek and which fits your understanding or the wisdom that you seek. Who am I, of all beings, to place one at an onerous disadvantage to someone else, perhaps by citing that your belief or the things and thoughts that you dream about and the way in which you live your life is something which is not fitting to the spirit world. I could not ever say that because it would be a judgment and a great error upon my part. The power of prayer is something that has an element of value because it is a very real energy you as a being utilize. It helps you to focus your energy upon a need or a desire or a wish for fulfillment of a certain situation. It may be that when you ask a prayer or invocation, you are doing it because you need help in some specific problem in your life. Alternatively, it may be just that you are asking for forgiveness for something that you may have done in your life, perhaps that day. Would it be that you ask the Creator or God or Jesus Christ or Mary or Joseph or perhaps the Son of David? Perhaps your prayers are toward the Imam of your religious sect. Perhaps it is to Allah that you pray. Perhaps the words and the motivation for your prayers are those aspects of deep felt sympathy towards someone else. Perhaps it is that you say a prayer in order to send healing to someone. That is a healing energy of love. It may be that you ask God or whomsoever it is that you see in your understanding of wisdom that you pray to, that you wish for rightful things to come about in another person's favor. You are sending this loving energy to the ether world, no matter what religious connotation you place upon it. Everyone who prays is doing exactly the same thing. It doesn't matter what label or symbol you attach to that prayer form. It all has the same energy, which is loving awareness, and it may have attached to it a prayer of thankfulness, thanking for the life that you have had. Many people begin their prayers with different situations, connotations that are attached to them, because of course there are different reasons for invoking the prayer in the first place. It can be that prayers are said for families of grieving relatives who have recently lost relative, a loved one, so dear to them. Perhaps it is then that you are sending prayers for their release, for the spirit release, perhaps, of the being who has passed, so that they can have a good return journey. It may be that you deliver your prayers upon a mat. It may be that you kneel down to pray, or that you merely stand where you are, closing your eyes and centering yourself to produce energy which is directed either to the person that you want to help, the physical being, or perhaps it is toward an animal that you want to help, your pet, your fur baby, your loved one. It matters not. It is still a prayer of loving energy. When you pray for someone to be healed from some ghastly dis-ease, or to be healed from some great illness that they are suffering from at this time, how can it be that your prayer of energy can be answered? Well, I will tell you. It is that they are answered because a part of the prayer that you send, a part of the loving vibration you voice and accumulate in your physical being, is transferred by your spirit via the energy you create to come to the ether world. It is then sent on toward the person you are praying for. It doesn't matter whether you have already assigned an array of guardian angels and helpers, spirit guides or whatnot, whosoever it is that you feel should be at your beck and call or at the end of the prayer that you send, helping you to send that prayer. It is actually your kinetic energy, the connection that you make with that person on a physical conscious level and also within an upper house spiritual level, that making that connection helps and aids the prayer you send to reach its destination. Actually, in the point and case of healing itself, what will happen is that the spirit world will take note of the prayer that you send and will actually continue that energy with more of their own energy. They will actually go possibly and visit that person who is in need, and perhaps will actually look upon them and maybe even able to bring certain other elements of energy or of healing, or perhaps it will be that they are actually able to, with the aid of the energy that you have sent, heal a specific part of the problem or ailment they are suffering from. How this actually happens is sometimes quite difficult to determine, for you in the physical side of life may not necessarily understand exactly how healing energy can work, particularly remotely from a great distance. What sometimes happens is that people on our side of life who are versed and knowledgeable of such things will actually organize themselves to create advantages with the healing energy that you have sent, to actually enable them to bring about a kind of operation. Perhaps they will actually heal the tissues, the cellular structure of the person. If it is perhaps to do with a cancer or something like that, it may be that they have a lung infection or a throat infection. Perhaps it is that they're suffering from some kind of angina, or perhaps it is something to do with the actual brain function. It might be that they are suffering from migraine headaches or other side effects. It can be a myriad of different situations which are occurring to do with the physical body, or perhaps to do with the mind retention. The well-being of the psyche of the individual is so important. And one of the things that the spirit world will actually form and function at the behest of this prayer energy that you send to them is that they will actually bring together elements of energy which will help them overcome their dis-ease or their illness with a feeling, a great sense of wellness. It may be that this energy appears in the form of light, or they feel heat or even cold about their physical being. On the other hand, of course, it may be that they feel absolutely nothing at all. And that does not mean to say that the energy, the prayer that you are sending in the form of a healing invocation is never going to work. Just because a person does not feel something doesn't mean to say the energy is not there. It merely means that they cannot feel it. Healing energy, prayer, is not necessarily something which is physical. It can affect someone spiritually. It can uplift them, bring new motivation to the field of consciousness, therefore helping them and aiding them to overcome the physical discrepancy or illness they are suffering from, or at least help them to do that. And of course, the more that you pray and send your prayers to through the ether world to the loved one who is sick, or the friend or acquaintance who you are praying for, then obviously the more times that you do it, the greater the effect will have. And the more people that will do it, the greater effect that that will have. As I say, you do not have to belong to any particular religious group. Just because you are perhaps someone who is not necessarily attached to a religious group does not mean to say that your prayers will not be answered. It is important that you realize this facet of your life. You as a being may send any prayer you wish into the ether world, but be careful what you think of. Always look for the highest and best reason for why you bring this notion of prayer and the energy within it together. The whole essence of why you are bringing this should be uppermost upon your mind as you say the words. And what words would it be that you would say? Perhaps you would start it with, O great creator. If you do not have a particular aspect of God or notion of a person that you wish to ask. Or it may be as traditional native beliefs would be, that they would say, oh yay, creator, holy being, listen to me, hear my prayer. I say this with good heart and good fortune. Listen to me, O great holy being, for thy words I speak are richness upon my heart. It may be, of course, that as a being you do not believe in God at all, or that there is any supernatural power within the universe which would help you. So what would you do then if you feel that there is no ulterior motive to life other than the fact that you live it and then you die? How can it be that prayer could actually affect you if you do not actually believe that healing even works? And I'm sure there are plenty of people upon your planet's surface who think just in that way. Doesn't mean to say, dear friends, that they should be limited. It doesn't mean to say that you would not send your prayers to them, even though they may scoff at the remark that you would even think of them in that way. It actually adds a certain significant sense of energy to the prayer you release into the ether world, knowing that you are even sending something of your care and loving attention towards someone else in their hour of need when they do not even necessarily know you. How beautiful a gift is that? How can you possibly give something else more pure than to say to someone, I am feeling a great overwhelming sense of love, and I am sending you this love because I know you need it. I am doing this not because I search for ego, not because I search for something for myself, but because I wish to help you recover your loss or recover your health, your welfare. I wish to help you recover the injury you have received or the mindset which you are in. I hear very often that many prayer groups actually pray against other prayer groups. I see the energy often winging its way to the ether world where people pray for the downfall of others, or they pray for the fact that other religious facets or incantations that they speak in other lives actually should turn to dust and be of no use and no energy to bring from them, to issue from them. Of course, people who do this are only destroying themselves, are only creating a negative situation for their own destruction of consciousness and mind. How can anyone ever reach a nirvana state or even the state of bliss in one moment if they are so decrying of other people's thoughts and values?
I'd like to say thank you for those who may have just joined us on Spirit's Work. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, being channeled by Deep Trance Medium Mick Avery. I'm Sylvie Avery, and we're talking about the power of prayer. And if you'd like to join us with a question related to our subject, then the phone lines are open and we'd love to hear from you. The number is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. It's interesting that you say that you don't have to be religious to pray or even to believe in God. Very often we do take life for granted until something bad happens, though, don't we?
Absolutely so. And, of course, prayer is the very last thing that you would say or think of to do with resolving a life crisis issue. Many people leave it to the very last minute to even think about death or where they are possibly going to go after this physical life. As I say, many people feel that the place where they will end up is as a slab of meat on a counter.
Yes, well, but prayer indicates religion, and there's some people that believe in God, but not in religion, and therefore
yes,
this can make some reject the power of prayer or
yes,
your prayers.
I understand that, and that is most unfortunate, and that is really what I am saying. Prayer is not about religion at all. It is that religion tends to have stolen it from the lips, minds, eyes, and ears of all other beings. It is that it is something that is mine and not yours, which, of course, is rubbish. Prayer is, in fact, just you having a divine moment, even that if you feel that that divine moment is with yourself, that you are then raising your energy, raising your awareness and your ability to even communicate with your upper consciousness of yourself, even if you do not believe that God exists. That is at least something that you are sending to yourself in the worst case scenario that you may paint, is that you are opening up your channel ether side of you, or to your higher index of what you are as a physical being. You are trying to establish contact with the facet personality that is the cohesive force of your breath of living, of why you are here. It doesn't matter whether you actually think or not that God exists. The most important thing for you to realize is that if you say an invocation, let us call it an invocation then, and not a prayer. If you say an invocation, you are really asking or requesting or saying an event upon which you have desires, what you have dreams about. Perhaps it is that you send this an emotional release. You just send it as that, an emotional release, to be twinned with whatever energy or effect you may not actually feel that comes from you, but that in saying words that you really mean, that are heartfelt, what you are doing is you are actually connecting with the higher consciousness state of self. As I say, it doesn't matter whether at the back of your mind you really don't believe it. Because at some stage of your life plan, it will prove you wrong. Even if it is that that stage is in the very last breath of your life, it doesn't mean to say that all of the rest of that life has been wasted. Indeed not. What I'm trying to say is that, in fact, it may be the sum total of the whole of your life are to bring you to this one point, this one place of peace, at the very end of your life. It is not a wasted journey that you make. It isn't that you have wasted all of the hurdles or the joys and the love that you have experienced in your life. You have not wasted anything, because all of it actually has been recorded, is a part of your index, a part of your existence. And like it or not, it will be taken with you to the spirit world. So as I say, if you even give a prayer at the very last moment of your life, the journey that you have may be that you are in labored breaths of that life, and that you are struggling to make sense of it. The important secret you may reveal to yourself is how well you have done, not how poorly, not how negatively you have increased the illness or the soul worth of others around you. It is about how you yourself reflect the energy you are. If you only have this realization in your last breath, you will have succeeded something in acknowledging peace to your life now.
We had an email from a lady called Ursa, who before the show, because she obviously we've got it on our website what program we're going to be doing tonight, and
yes,
she can never catch the shows, so she's obviously in Canada. She says, in Canadian public schools there has been such a fuss about mentioning God or anything that has religious or spiritual connotation in the classroom, supposedly so as not to offend any one group's religious convictions. For instance, it is now forbidden to start the day with prayer. Is it any better for humans to have no exposure to religious teachings than to have exposure only to the most fanatic and rigid of teachings? Are the two not just extreme swings of the same pendulum?
Yes, they are most certainly extreme swings of the same pendulum. As I understand it from the inference, it is that there is a form of understanding whereby people do not wish to mix a religious stance with state affairs. And as it happens that education is thought of in this as being a state affair, therefore religion cannot have a hand in it. I do not disagree with this premise. After all, if you have a governing body which is biased upon one religious understanding, does that bias, that decision and judgment, not then put at odds all other religious understandings and their freedom and their free will to exercise those thoughts and feelings? Perhaps it would be better if what was done was that children were actually taught that they can pray, that they do not have to have a religion, that a prayer is, as I say, just an invocation. It is a way of asking for something, of centering your concentration of energy towards something of value that you wish to create. It may not necessarily mean that you are producing the energy to send it to someone or to something. It may just be that you are doing this in order to recite a chapter of your life or to open a page upon the book of your life so that you can actually study more clearly. Perhaps it may mean that the student will be able to have respite from the bullies in their playground or their yard or their free time within their school day-to-day affairs. It may be that people who express a wish, for example, that they would like to meditate, if students do that, and it can of course be children as young as 5, if they want to meditate, why should they not be allowed to do that? After all, meditation itself is a kind of prayer, is a way of centering oneself, not to religious belief, but centering oneself to come to a place of peace, relaxing in that vibration, perhaps calming thoughts or sending them of a particular way towards your parents who love you. Doesn't matter whether they're in the spirit world or in the physical life, that perhaps you are thinking of someone else in your loving family because they are going through a particularly hard time or something like that. You can do that whilst you are meditating. You can do that whilst you are in a state of prayer. So I cannot see that a governing body would call that into question if you are not citing a particular religious vow or value to your life. If you are not saying that you are Christian or Jew or Islamic follower, if you do not carve your initial toward that particular religious faith or belief, but instead wish only to have this time where you can center yourself and your life plan purpose for the day, what you are actually going to try to achieve for that day. And I know that many 5-year-olds would not actually do that because all they want to do is something completely different, anything other than centering themselves on a particular regime. So I am saying that this is really all about showing a child that it is well and good to center attention. To create attention means to bring the power of invocation to be there as an energy so that you can create something of worth and value in that day. And that is really all that you need to say and do. And as I say, there should be adequate responsibility and understanding that children may need to have quiet times when they just go within a self. As I say, it's not connected specifically to any religious group, but just to say that I would like to say an invocation or ask for my own inner guidance to be there with me so I may overcome hurdles of discipline or hurdles of my mental ability so that I may understand, seek wisdom, gain knowledge for my life.
I have another question from Ursa. It's slightly off topic, but in a way it goes with the other one about taking prayer out of schools. She says, a woman in Canada has introduced a program whereby young students have a monthly session with nurturing young babies with the help of counselors, have discussions about respect, sympathy, empathy and compassion in the hopes of rounding out the academic learning. They have found that this program is helping children to develop understanding and tolerance of others and significantly reducing the amount of bullying and other negative behaviors that seem to be on the rise.
Of course. Yes, absolutely so. And I have to welcome this positive energy, this positive way of bringing about a real form of communication with children to their younger members. As she says, it actually brings a sense of responsibility. It creates respect for the life form, for the feelings, the sensitiveness of how a person can appeal to a certain set of circumstances and win over their affection or bring understanding to them. What better way to show a child how to create something of beauty and desire, change for the better in their life, if they are given another person, a younger person, to teach how to do that?
Yes.
Absolutely. I think it is a commendable opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'd like to touch more upon how it actually happens. You say about sending the prayers on, and then you mention that guides can complete the energy, can capture the energy, and pass, almost like as a parcel or something, and take it somewhere else. I mean, is just the limitations of my human brain trying to get my head around?
Sadly, yes.
Energy.
And I am not being flippant with you, my friend. I'm just really saying that the power of prayer, the energy that you actually send, is within the words and invocation of emotion that you create upon their deliverance. As you are thinking them, as you are creating them, you are using energy of emotion to form them. Mm-hmm. These are captured words of feeling. The words that you create, which, remember, thoughts are living things, you are creating these words in a sense of feeling. You are coating them with the emotion of your love as you are sending them, as you are forming them into your mind and therefore to be issued through your mind consciousness to the ether world. What you are doing then is you are giving birth to these thought forms and enabling them to be on their way, because you have already signified a directive of where you wish them to go.
Mm-hmm.
It will be that as they have moved away from you, because of your energy that you put into them, the urgency perhaps with which you are saying your prayer, the depth to which you are raising your vibration and your empathy with the person you are trying to help, or the situation that you are trying to help, you see, may not be a person. It may actually be a family feud situation, or a situation of war, a situation of disruptive energies or negativity. In any event, when you are trying to help a situation which has obviously resulted from a negative impaction, it may be something to do with the genetic scenario, to do with the actually family history, It may be something to do with situations that other people have created through their actions of violence or disagreement toward that person. In which case, your loving energy will be defeating that negative energy. It will actually be there as a prayer, and it will actually surround that person with love, the person you are trying to help. It may be that your loving prayer energy is directed towards someone who is actually emotionally disturbed and directing their negative energy towards someone else. In which case, what will happen is that your loving energy, in the form of the prayer that you send, will actually have, it will take on a very shiny appearance toward it, particularly if there is a negative energy involved. What will then happen is that this shiny appearance will cause the negative energy to, as it were, the negativity that is being directed or that is emanating will actually be sent back. It will be returned to the sender because of the mirror-like reflection of the energy which you have provided. Naturally, during your power of prayer, you can actually invoke an image within the thought form you are trying to create. You may use the prayer as a vehicle for this thought form and image to be sent along with your prayer. In that way, you are actually helping your prayer to have a very different effect upon the negative energy which is perhaps harming your loved one or harming the situation around them.
You mentioned your kinetic energy that makes the connection.
Yes. Well, of course, this is to do with the reference of mind that you use. When you are channeling or when you are receiving or sending energy in any kind of thought form, you are using the energy of the universe upon which to send it. This is a form of kinetic energy. It is like a static charge of energy, and love is the providing source of the thought form that you are creating. Do not forget that. And so what happens is that it is as though it resounds in a kind of force field that actually allows the energy thought form that you are sending, the prayer, to move more quickly toward its destination.
If you'd like to join us with a question related to our subject of prayer tonight, then the phone lines are open and we'd love to hear from you. The number is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. You mentioned that...
Hello, Gregory and Sandy and Nick.
Hi.
This is John from Chicagoland, enjoying your show.
Thanks.
And I'd just like to ask Gregory if there's any parallels between what he's speaking of with energy and what Albert Einstein taught about energy.
Yes. Well, Albert was actually quite right and most particular about the way in which prayer was evaluated. Of course, it was to do with the whole theory, which he then later actually denied himself because of the fact that he didn't want anyone to really discover it. And that is actually to do with the very fact that people who pray, who use prayer energy, is actually connecting to the universal dimension, the different dimension, which is non-physical. It is an aspect, of course, of much of the work that Albert actually did was, because you may be aware or not, that he actually had quite a lot to do with particular mediums at that time. And he was, in fact, he held a great identity with certain mediums who he actually had experiences of physical mediumship, which he was quite taken with. And actually what happened was that he could understand the difference and how to relate to beings within a different dimension who were non-physical, because he could see that the power of actual physical state was only within the given timeline of which we, of how we evaluated things. Einstein actually thought about matters and concepts which were beyond the realm of normal thought. He could understand that in fact different dimensions existed, and that when we bring energy as a physical being to a focusing point, we are actually able to then tap into this different dimension and release it. Being, of course, that within different dimensions there is no friction, or at least very little, it means that the prayer and the thought form that is sent, the energy upon it and within it, is actually very acute, and that it reaches its destination almost immediately.
Hey, John?
Thank you very much.
All right.
Great show.
So we had another email question from Pam in Oregon, and she says, couldn't a prayer simply be to talk with someone who has passed, or to just say thank you for a great day to anyone on the spirit side?
Absolutely so, of course. You do not have to have a name to anyone. It can just be that you are giving thanks for what you have received, for the day that you have won in your life. It may be, of course, that the day has not actually turned out how you thought. It may be that there are different changes that have occurred you actually did not expect. It matters not whether that is the case. It is just simply that the prayer that you focus upon is really a reclamation of yourself. It is saying to yourself, I have done this. I wish to send this thought out to the universe, not to anyone in particular, but because I wish it to be heard. This is a thought of my own inner intention. You must understand that if you have a power of prayer at all, then you must focus your intention to use that power for the good of someone else. But does it mean perhaps that in saying that you can use a prayer to say, to send a bad energy or a negative energy? Well, I suppose people would say that was an invocation rather than a prayer. You do not pray for someone to die. You do not pray for someone to have a poor, wicked life. That would be an insult to the word that prayer is. You may say an invocation of wickedness if that is your desire. People on the physical side of life and in the spirit world have wicked desires even now, and they will use thought forms to transmit those energies toward other people. Some of them are successful. Some of them will actually have a physical repercussion upon the person, the victim, they send them to.
So that does happen, but you wouldn't call that a prayer, basically?
You would not call it a prayer, absolutely.
Is this, that's what you were talking about with some prayer groups praying for the downfall of the other prayer groups, because they're not
Yes.
praying for the same...
Yes, or the other religion, or whatever,
Yes.
you see.
Yes.
It may be that that they pray that the people in that particular religious group leave their group and join theirs.
Even, yes.
Even.
Yes.
Such is the will of negativity and the will of deceit that people place upon their thoughts, onerous or not, upon other people.
But apart from that, prayer groups, presumably, you think are a good thing.
Absolutely so. The power of prayer and all of its connotations, if it were not for that, you would have far more war today than you do now, if it was not for the power of prayer. So please do not ever say that you think that prayer does not work. Without it, you would be as savages of the Middle Ages. Without the power of prayer guiding those hands from evil action or from extreme negativity, your planet would be in even more chaos than it is.
You've mentioned before, actually it was in your book, I think, Spirit Walks with Gregory, about at Christmas prayer. You used a prayer that tends to be more abundant at Christmas time to use to good effect in the spirit world.
Yes, absolutely so. At Christmas time, of course, it is a time of great joyous occasion for many people in the physical side of life. It doesn't matter whether they are celebrating a religious situation or not. After all, Christmas was actually a time of celebration long before Christianity ever arose. And it was at that time of year that great celebration was created to do with the earth. There were many different religious groups who fought for these rights for many, many a century. The time of year is when people around the world, upon the globe, concentrate and center their energies upon well-being and giving to one another. It will become that the energy coming from that, issuing from that force, is something we on our side of life use to better heal those who need it. And it isn't to say that people in the spirit world need healing physically, but they do mentally. There are scars that need to be repaired, to be healed over. We need energy of healing prayer in order to bring about a conscious revolution within the spirit world so that people are actually able to overcome the period of destiny which they failed to make in physical life. We use the power of prayer energy released at this time to make many souls well, to create well-being and energy for future generations. Of course, it isn't to say that there are then new spirits, because all spirit is a part of creation. It is to say that within the single omnipresence of one, all spirit is. The healing energy of prayer will rise up at this time and create a different vibration in the ether world, which will help and aid those of the Shining Ones or those angels or whatever it is that you wish to call them, will help at that time those beings to transmit and utilize this form of energy into great healing waves to help all of those who are disenchanted with their physical life and for those who have come to the spirit world in that year. It will be something of a blessing to all beings, to help them recover themselves into a state of bliss for their life ahead of them.
Well, as listeners probably know, that we're very much into environmental issues and saving the planet.
Yes.
Thing. So this opens up all sorts of possibilities, really, to do with the power of prayer. Could this help our planet?
It is a possibility. However, could you honestly see a prayer group of 1,000 people praying when an army of others with chainsaws are felling a forest? Is that really going to stop them? No, of course it isn't. Exactly the same as, will it actually stop them if an army of people surrounded an Air Force base or something like that because they were opposed to nuclear weapons? Do you actually really think that it is physically going to stop them, that their prayers are going to do any good in that respect? Well, it won't. But what it will do is that it will raise the vibration of those who are within that negativity, who have that decision that they have made to do something negative for the planet, in order that when they actually receive and understand the energy, and they will at some point, they will actually wonder what it is they have created, why it could be that people could be so loving toward them when they are trying to create something negative toward other beings, or actually perhaps do something completely selfish in their life. After all, that is what they are creating, is something selfish.
Yes, and obviously the leaders of the world, probably areas that of destruction and negativity, that's another thing, isn't it, I guess?
Of course. In the same way, my friend, if you have a situation of great war that is happening at that time, and you are many hundreds of thousands or even millions of people are praying for that war to cease, would it be necessarily that all forms of depravity are brought out into the open air for others to look upon? Is that really then that the power of prayer has helped in that situation? Does it mean that those people who have suffered at those hands are going to suffer any less for that dismal negativity to descend upon them? Does it mean that the actions of those people who have created it, the negativity I mean, does it mean to say that the power of prayer is actually going to stop them in their tracks from doing it? Perhaps in their final hours of their days of life, they will come to realize the actions that they created and how it really affected them, how it really lowered their vibration so they could not feel it. Does it mean to say then, it's what I'm saying, that that power of prayer was useless? What actually would have happened was that the power of prayer that you sent would have helped those who passed, would have bathed them in light, would have created beauty for them to behold in their hour of need and darkness, would have brought light to their darkness. Does it give them any further grace if you pray for someone who is passing? Yes, it gives them stillness and peace of heart and mind. It brings the echoes of realization they can be at one with their God in their final moment of ascension to peace.
Can we just finish on, got a couple of minutes. You mentioned about, in your book as well, that if you're praying for someone who is sick, you should not necessarily be praying for them to get better, that it's selfish.
Of course, yes. Many people, and what I mean by that is that many people, they want someone to get better. Perhaps it is mother, father, sister, brother who is terminally ill or something like that, and they are praying upon prayer that they will get better, that they will be mended, when in fact all that that person really wants is to be allowed to pass. So then one must look at the selfish reasons or the reasons for why you want that person to continue in their life suffering as they do from their terminal illness. Realize that prayer is not always going to bring salvation to every element of journey that you take in physical life. It may be that what you have to do is that you form your energy into a healing ring of light, and you say, I am sorry, dear soul, for the one that I love, that you are suffering so. I send this healing ring of light to bring you the power of positivity to uplift your soul so that you may be prepared, if necessary, to make your journey home again. It is important that you understand you at times must allow those you love to leave you. It is the most precious gift that you can give them, not to make them, force them to hang on when they really don't want to. Many people know when they have had enough of physical life, when their struggle is over. All they wish for is to receive the energy to be allowed to move along their journey. I am saying this because many people see it as their own opportunity or failure to make themselves heard. That is why they pray for people who are terminally ill, perhaps, that they actually want them to be whole again for their sake, not for their own life. The power of prayer is absolute. It does not necessarily mean that the thing or value you place upon it is going to be the eventual outcome. That will be up to the energy release of the person who is receiving that prayer as to what they will make of it, how they will use it for the betterment of their journey, is going to depend upon whether they decide that it is time for their release or not. Have they undergone the final agony? Or are they really preparing for something else along their pathway? It is a matter of each of us that we try to instill the right of free will for all beings throughout their life. We try and we tussle with the ideas and notions we can affect life and change in others as we would have them do it, as our morality depicts or fights with our own innocuous conclusion that maybe we do not have the right to force them to stay and be with us. Remember, friends, they will be with you wherever they are. And if you truly, really love them, you will learn to let them go and be at peace with who they are.
Well, Gregory, we've come to time. I've really enjoyed tonight. Thank you so much.
God bless and love and light upon your journey. Remember, your power of prayer is the most beautiful thing you may create for any other being, state, or influence you can bring to the universe.
God bless.
God bless, friend.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed the show. I'd just like to mention our website again. It's www.spirit-teaching.com. You can find out more information about us on that, and you can get our books from bookstores and on Amazon.com. And I'd just like to say, well, thank you ever so much for listening, and for those who bothered to email, and for John for phoning tonight. My name is Sylvie Avery, and you've been listening to Spirit's Work. And until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye. Thank you.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.